So, to begin this sitting, I'd like to give a little bit of emphasis on the body, mindfulness of the body. In the teachings of the Buddha, the body is a vessel, is a container, is a field within which we are aware. Body is a field that is well worthy of our attention and our grounding. And we have many different relationships with bodies, our body. And hopefully, in practicing over time, you'll develop a wise relationship with your body. One where you can recognize what the body needs, what kind of attention, kind attention, compassionate attention. And where in the body it's good to place your attention. So the body is grounding, centering, supports you to be in the present moment. Establish the connection to your body, the beginning of a sitting, it can be helpful to take some long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in deeply, maybe three quarters full, to feel the expansion of your rib cage or the ballooning out of your belly. Feeling the stretching, expansion as a way to feel more in touch with your body. And with maybe a longer exhale than usual, as you exhale, to settle more into the body, like you're lowering yourself into a refreshing pool of water, lowering yourself into your body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments to soften or relax in the brain or wherever it is, the center of your thinking. To let your thinking mind become calmer as you exhale. Maybe a softening and often it's good to use, helpful to use breathing as the primary anchor object for meditation. And if that's the case for you, you might now center yourself on the body's experience of breathing. Maybe almost as if you can experience your breathing from the inside of your body. Experiencing breathing from within breathing, as opposed to watching it from the control tower. And as you exhale, at the end of the exhale, allow there to be a little bit more release, relaxation. So there's a small, maybe infinitesimal more exhaling. At the end of the exhale, maybe even there's an infinitesimal pause before you breathe in. And as you breathe in, receive the inhale. When it's time to exhale, allow the exhale to release. If you find yourself thinking a lot, maybe it's possible to relax the thinking mind, soften, quiet, so there's more attention given to breathing, the body, sensing and feeling. And ever so gently, let there be clear recognition of the experience of breathing in. Ever so softly, a clear recognition of breathing out. Clear recognition of the sensations of the body as you breathe in. And the sensations of the body as you breathe out. And if you're pulled into the world of thinking, a clear recognition that, oh, now you're thinking. Experimenting with this soft, clear recognition. Being satisfying, being calming. So the moments of clear recognition have a nice influence on you because it's gentle or kind. perhaps not missing an inhale, not missing an exhale. Each of them is clearly recognized as they occur. If anything is happening for you in meditation, then it's not what you prefer, what you think should be happening. See what happens if you practice clear recognition. Can you, in clearly recognizing it, find your peace with it? So, I would like to say a few words about mindfulness of the body. The basic instructions around mindfulness that I offer is to stay attentive, grounded in the breathing. But if anything takes you away from the breathing, anything seems more compelling, then you can let go of the breathing and be mindful of the compelling experience. And then the second day of retreat, it's often useful to stay close to your body. And so if not get too far afield, just kind of keep coming back and being centered, grounded here. And so if a strong experience in your body occurs, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, one could let go of the breath entirely and then bring a careful, mindful attention to this experience in your body, as long as it's compelling. And when it's no longer compelling, then go begin again with your breathing. And there are some variations on this, kind of a halfway kind of practice that's helpful for some people, is to stay connected to the breathing, but then to stay connected to the breathing, and but imagine or send the breath into that part of your body where there's a strong sensation. Breathe through it or breathe with it. And this idea of just kind of a little bit doing two things at once, being with the breath and being with a strong sensation, sometimes can create a nice balance. We're less likely to be caught or reactive to the strong sensation. And it can be sometimes a nice rhythm, a nice massage to kind of be with that rhythm of breathing and the strong sensation of your body. And when it's no longer compelling, just come back to the breathing. Another option is when you turn your attention as fully as possible to the strong sensation in your body, is where you have your attention while you do so. Some people find it very helpful to put the attention right in the middle of the strong sensation, kind of like resting in the middle of it. And sometimes when there's strong pain, some people find if they really place themselves right in the heart of the pain, it's not quite painful anymore. It's still intense, but it becomes something a little bit more amorphous. Some people find that that's not helpful to get so close to the pain. Some people find it helpful to observe it from a distance. And this is, sometimes even from that control tower I talk about sometimes. And to see if how far away you can observe it so you can observe it peacefully and stay present for it, but don't get entangled or reactive to it. The other thing that can be helpful with strong discomfort or strong sensations in the body is to not spend a lot of time focusing on it, but rather touch into it briefly. And sometimes I've imagined that mindfulness is like soft cotton balls. And with those soft cotton balls of attention, bring it and just tap the strong sensation in the body. Just be there and tap it or rub it, just to be there a little bit, and then pull away. And then when it feels ready, come back and be with it again a little bit. There could be a rhythm of touching in and pulling away where it feels a little bit more comfortable. Touching in and back and forth. And all along, the clear recognition can include what is our relationship to the sensations of our body. And sometimes what's more useful than attention to the body is attention to how that control tower is, or how our reactions are, relationships are. Are we getting contracted or tight? Are we resistant? Are we overeager and trying to to somehow practice too hard and get into the middle of it and do something that we involve with fixing or making go away. Ideally, we would discover a certain kind of peacefulness or freedom that's possible in the clear recognition, in the knowing of something. It's not easy to come to that, but to discover this place of peacefulness or stillness or quiet within, from which we can know, and having the knowing be a little bit independent or a little bit not tied to or influenced by difficult experiences. This is a wonderful thing that can develop through this practice of mindfulness. And if all those things I'm talking about don't make sense for you or don't work for you, another option is a kind of wise ignoring of the strong sensation, if it's possible. And just stay with the breathing. Just stay and breathing with the rhythm of breathing. Just come back, come back, come back. And that sometimes makes the whole thing, for some people, more doable, more manageable to kind of be there. And if the strong sensation in the body is really making you more agitated than it's useful, maybe you can get up, shift your posture, get up, do something different, do a walking meditation. If you feel like it's just making you more and more agitated or uncomfortable to stay with it, it's actually wise sometimes to take a break and step away. And maybe with walking meditation, it's easier to be with the strong sensations. Or maybe they recede and it could just be simple walking meditation. So these are some options, and hopefully you don't race through all of them, in 60 seconds. But take your time, and maybe you'll find one that works for you. As in this first days of the retreat, where we're just kind of learning to, we're kind of finding our way to support the mind and the heart to trust more deeply, so it can rest. It doesn't have to be so busy or active. The mind that trusts being present here now, maybe it has less to think about, and it can focus more on just this experience here. So there is, I see one Zoom hand up. Does that mean that there's a question someone wants to ask? So I don't know what that means, that maybe the Zoom hand is not up for a reason. So so we start the first round of practice discussion today, and so Inez and I will see half of you today and the other half of you tomorrow. And on these Zoom retreats, it's usually a wise thing if everyone checks every day whether you're have a practice discussion, when and where, because it seems like it's very easy to lose track of the days or, what's there. So it would be good to maybe at the end of this sitting here to check. And I'm looking forward to meeting you, those of you who are coming to see me. And thank you for your practice, and please carry on. Thank you.